From Grand Rapids to Flint to Mackinac City, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. So glad to have you here with us on a Tuesday. My next guest here has been a regular contributor to the program and an invaluable asset, frankly, Dr. John Lott, the Crime Prevention Research Center, and he wrote another article that just got my attention. And because you see this narrative out there being put forth by the media, by political candidates, that somehow there's this systemic war on unarmed black men by white police officers. And even though the narrative doesn't hold up under scrutiny, it continues to be pushed. It's pushed in a way to create division. It's pushed in a way to create the idea that, you know, you can get more votes. If you can polarize and create divide, you can get votes, in my estimation. Dr. Lott, welcome back.
Great to talk to you.
I mean, and the latest, I see Beto O'Rourke out there, who's a guy who's raised like $40 million in a month to run against Ted Cruz. Of course, he's getting clobbered in the polls, and I assume that Ted Cruz will win in Texas. But O'Rourke's out there saying, how can we continue to lose the lives of unarmed black men in the United States at the hands of white police officers? That is not justice. And people like BuzzFeed and the Washington Post, CBS News all thought, well, that's fine. Well, what's wrong with that? And there's a lot wrong with that, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I mean, the media, I think, in large part responsible for this perception that we have. A co-author who is a professor at the university at William & Mary and I looked at this. We did a study. One of the things that we discovered is that when a white officer kills a black, the news stories on it will all mention the race of the officer and the race of the person who was killed. But if you have a black officer who's involved in the shooting, they'll virtually never mention the race of the officer who's involved in the shooting. And, you know, I just assume that that helps add to this perception that it's white officers going out and doing the killing. What we found was that, in fact, white officers were just as likely to go and shoot blacks as black officers were. So this notion that somehow that there's systematic racism out there by white officers just isn't accurate.
Doesn't add up. You know, this whole time, and you're saying all of these things, one case continues to come to mind for me, and that's the case of Freddie Gray in Baltimore. Because it was black officers, a black female officer that was the sergeant in charge that day, and the black officer that drove the van, and all these people, black officers that were all involved, and yet they were screaming racism. They being, you know, the people in the streets and the mobs in the streets and the media screaming racism. When most of the officers involved in that entire incident were black themselves, it makes no sense.
Right. Well, I guess maybe they have been conditioned to believe that it was only whites who were killing blacks there. But, you know, you find that, in fact, where these shootings occur, there are reasons for it, that it occurs in places where you have relatively high crime rates to begin with, that the people involved. One of the things that we did when we put the data set together was we had detailed information on whether the person was involved in the commission of a crime when they were shot, or actually committing the crime when it was shot, whether they were armed, you know, whether there were witnesses present there, other things. And what you find is that overwhelmingly these people are in the commission of a crime and armed at the time when they're shot. I'm not going to say it's 100%, but it is very high rate that you see there. And so this notion that somehow, you know, these are unjustified shootings just isn't accurate. You know, you're going to find a few cases where mistakes were made, and those are given massive amounts of coverage. And I think also feed into the perception that those are the typical cases that are there.
Yeah, it feeds into this perception because it seems to me that with Beto O'Rourke or whoever it may be, you know, you look at the way CNN and MSNBC and these major news outlets cover these stories, be it the Washington Post as well, the New York Times, they want this narrative. I mean, it looks at me, you can sit here and show them the numbers and say, you know, the numbers don't support what you're saying. And they don't hear you. Dr. John Lott here with us. I don't think they listen to you or anybody like you. They say, well, listen, the numbers don't support your assertion. It doesn't support your premise at all. And I don't think they care. Am I wrong?
I mean, you may be right. I don't know. But it's just, it's hard to get into people's minds about what, you know, they care about or what motivates them. The only thing I can point to are things, as I mentioned earlier, that when you have a white officer killing a black, the both types of cases where you have black officers that kill others will get attention. But the problem is that the racial information is left out of the cases when you have a black officer killing people. You know, well, why they do that, you know, it could be, as you're indicating, that they want to go and purposely create that perception. I don't know. I can just tell you what we observe occurring, and I think one can go and figure out then what impact it may have on people who are consumers of the news.
Sure. But
why they're doing it, you know, that's a different question. I can't really answer that. I mean, no.
One of the takeaways, though, that you write, one of the takeaways that you write, white police officers aren't killing defenseless blacks just because they can. That's one of the takeaways from your article. And that just seems to be the case. Mathematically speaking, from your studies, from your numbers, from your from the facts that you have found, I'll give you the last word, Doctor.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's right. And that, to me, is the ultimate thing that matters. And unfortunately, I think there are real consequences to this media bias that's there, because what happens is that if you end up having blacks not trusting police and not going and reporting crimes to police, then what happens is that it makes it easier, less risky for criminals to go and commit crimes against blacks.
Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Dr. Lott, thank you as always.
Thanks very much.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.